at Digging Deeper, we want to do everything we possibly can to protect these babies from sickening creatures. We refuse to sit and watch from the bleachers. The ugly truth. Hard to listen to, but impossible to ignore. Here's Struggle Jennings and his daughter Brianna with a cry for help. And then we'll get started on the ugly truth.
And these blurry eyes gonna be a horror story with a scary dies. Angels fly with their guns out, causing hell of fire when Mother Mary cries. I heard the lies, but I seen the truth. They gonna silence you if you bring the proof. They gonna call you crazy when you call them out. They try to box us in, but we can box them out. Don't dare ask me what I'm talking about. If you ain't listened yet, then you'll never hear it. We gonna pray to God and we gonna stand up. Got an army here, I know the devil fear. Yeah, the future's clear when you know the past. And that train is coming and it's rolling fast. Gotta fix the path, it's on a broken track. There's no time for us to be holding back. Now we need some leaders to wake up the sleepers. Make believers out of non-believers. Let freedom of speech ring through the speakers. Take the filthy rich to the cleaners. Shine our light, baby, high beamers. Don't let sex crimes be a misdemeanor. Protect these babies from these sickening creatures. I refuse to sit and watch from the bleachers.
Save me, I can't save myself. Save
Save me, save me, save me. We're here to save the children, and this is going to be about the children tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We have done hundreds of episodes, a lot of them, maybe close to 100, on something to do with trying to save and protect the children.
Yep.
Tonight, it's the ugly truth of the fact that child abuse is on the rise. And by that, what we mean is the child abuse cases that we're hearing about and having to report on are getting more serious, as in death.
Mm-hmm.
Child abuse is one thing, and then the child is either taken away or placed. But when social services, in some recent cases, to our knowledge, just don't do anything, they don't take any of the steps, and they continue to place the child back in the home, and then the child ends up dead. That's one of the things that bothers a lot of people, is why didn't anybody know there was something going on, and everybody saying everybody did know there was something going on.
Right.
That sucks.
Or people who know that something is off don't say anything, and it never even gets to the authorities.
Right, right. So our goal on this program is to help make you more aware of the signs and the action steps that you can take if you come across any kind of child abuse situation.
Right. According to Child Protect, an estimated 2 incidents of child abuse or neglect go unreported for every incident that is reported.
2 to 1.
The CDC says that at least 1 in 7 children in the United States have experienced some kind of child abuse or neglect in the past year. But this is likely an underestimate because so many cases are underreported.
Mm-hmm. Here's some more facts about child abuse. Approximately 5 children die every day because of child abuse.
And we keep seeing the stories even within our own communities.
Every day!
1 out of 3 girls and 1 out of 5 boys will be sexually abused before they reach age 18.
That is sickening. That didn't used to be that way.
I know.
I mean, when we were growing up many years ago, maybe we didn't know about it, but it just doesn't seem like it was.
It doesn't seem like, yeah.
We knew about some cases, but not that high.
Right.
90% of child sexual abuse victims know the perpetrator in some way. That's just a fact. It's typically not a stranger. 68% are abused by a family member.
Yep.
A family member.
Most children become victims of abuse and neglect at 18 months or younger.
That's...
Of these victims, most of them.
The ugly truth.
Yep.
Hard to listen to, but impossible to ignore.
Yep.
In 2010... 1,537 children died. Over 1,500. 79.4% were under the age of 4. And almost half were under the age of 1.
Jeez. Boys, 48.5%, and girls, 51.2%, become victims at nearly the same rate. It's that close between boys and girls.
33.6 million cases of child abuse are reported every year in the U.S.
Abused and neglected children are 11 times more likely to engage in criminal behavior as an adult.
Yeah, and then there's the psychological disorders, with about 80% of 21-year-olds who were abused as children met the criteria for at least one disorder.
14% of all men and 36% of all women in prison were abused as children.
In prison. And the ones that are in prison were commonly abused.
Yep.
Abused children are less likely to practice safe sex, putting them at greater risk for sexually transmitted diseases and other high-risk activities. They're also 25% more likely to experience teen pregnancy.
Well, I can understand why. You know, they've been searching for the actual nurturing feeling, the care, and they're not getting it where they're at. For every incident of child abuse or neglect that's reported, an estimated 2 incidents go unreported. That's what we've said before.
Yeah, that was just one you wanted to highlight at the beginning there, but that's worth repeating. And child abuse occurs across all socioeconomic levels, ethnic and cultural lines, and religions, and education levels.
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
Neglect, the most widespread form of child abuse, makes up more than 59% of abuse cases. Interesting, huh?
We need to know the signs.
Yes.
So here are the major 10 signs of child abuse. So be aware, some children may show all or none of these signs. Trust your instincts. Suspicion of abuse is enough of a reason to take action.
So number one, look for changes in behavior. Abuse can lead to many changes in behavior. Abused children often appear scared, anxious, depressed, withdrawn, or more aggressive.
Number two, there's a returning to earlier behaviors. Abused children may display behaviors shown at earlier ages, such as thumb sucking, bedwetting, fear of the dark, or fear of strangers. For some children, even loss of acquired language or memory problems may be an issue.
That's especially a good indicator for those who are preschool age or younger, the under fives.
Okay.
Fear of going home. Abused children may express apprehension or anxiety about leaving school or about going places with the person who is abusing them, or exhibit an unusual fear of a familiar person or place.
Then there's also changes in eating. The stress, fear, and anxiety caused by abuse can lead to changes in a child's eating behavior, which may result in weight gain or weight loss. So look for that sign.
Also changes in sleeping. Abused children may have frequent nightmares or have difficulty falling asleep, and as a result, may appear tired or fatigued.
That's a key one. Pay attention to these things. This is good. Number six, changes in school performance and attendance. Abused children may have difficulty concentrating in school or have excessive absences, sometimes due to adults trying to hide the child's injuries from authorities.
Yes. Lack of personal care or hygiene. Abused and neglected children may appear uncared for. They may present as consistently dirty and have severe body odor, or they may lack sufficient clothing for the weather.
Number eight, risk-taking behaviors. Young people who are being abused may engage in high-risk activities such as using drugs or alcohol or carrying a weapon.
Inappropriate sexual behaviors. Children who have been sexually abused may exhibit overly sexualized behavior or use explicit sexual language and may exhibit symptoms of genital infection.
And number 10, unexplained injuries. Children who have been physically abused may exhibit unexplained burns or bruises in the shape of objects. You may also hear unconvincing explanations of a child's injuries.
Oh, my poor baby has hives.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mandatory reporting laws for child abuse vary by state. The term child abuse covers a wide range of misconduct. It can include physical abuse, sexual abuse, and emotional abuse. However, it's important to remember that many of these laws also cover child neglect.
Right. And while we're on the point of talking about mandatory reporting, who is a mandatory reporter?
Okay, it's a good question.
In some states, these laws designate people in certain professions as mandatory reporters for child abuse and neglect. When one of these professionals has reasonable cause to suspect abuse or neglect, they must report it to a proper authority, such as local law enforcement or the Child Protection Agency. That can be people like those working in the school system,
right,
or law enforcement themselves, or EMT, or hospital doctors,
social workers,
mm-hmm, all those
nurse at the school,
right?
Anybody working there,
right?
Yeah.
In other states, the mandatory reporting laws provide that any person who suspects child abuse or neglect must report it.
Mm-hmm. Anybody and everybody.
There are also clubs, youth programs, churches, and places of employment that require mandatory reporting regardless of what state you're in.
Okay.
So, I believe regardless of the state laws, anyone who suspects abuse should report it.
Right.
You and I were even designated as mandatory reporters because mm-hmm, we were leaders in a youth group.
Mm-hmm.
We were also, we also worked with the children in the church.
Right.
And at that, we were also,
yes, absolutely,
considered mandatory reporters.
Yep.
A non-exhaustive list of types of reportable child abuse and neglect includes non-accidental physical injury,
sexual exploitation or abuse,
failure to provide for basic needs,
mental health or emotional mistreatment,
denial of health care.
Mm. Parental alcohol or substance abuse.
Abandonment or failure to supervise that has a negative impact on a child's well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of these have been used as weapons.
Yes, yes. False reporting is a crime.
Well, not only just false reporting, but take, for instance, denial of health care.
Mm.
Parents who decide that they don't want to allow their child to go through puberty blockers, for instance.
Oh, those cases. You're talking extreme stuff here.
Or parents who don't want their children vaccinated.
Mm.
There are instances where what may be good for the child isn't necessarily socially acceptable.
Mm. Hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we do need to be careful when it comes to reporting. But for the most thing, I think we need to rely on our discernment and our gut feeling.
Those are 10 really good signs. There's a lot of stuff in that list.
Yeah.
You can really, don't just listen to this once. Go to the article at diggingdeeper.net or click on the news tab at diggingdeepertv. Mm-hmm. And just reread this and maybe go over those 10 signs again and understand that your action could be everything between a life and a death of an innocent child. I mean, just think about that. How non-action can be a burden you carry forever.
Yeah.
So, but be sensible about it. Only tell the truth and the facts. Don't fabricate anything when you report something.
Don't throw in the I feel.
Yeah, it's not about feelings.
Mm-hmm. It's about what you've seen, what you've witnessed, the facts. Stick to the facts, Jack. Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that just how they say it?
Just the facts, ma'am. Yeah. Just the facts, ma'am.
Yes, we want to make sure we protect these children regardless. And if you're talking to a child here's something that I learned. If you're talking to a child and they are exhibiting some of these signs, don't write out and say, are you being abused?
Right.
You've got to let the child tell the story. You right. can't put your fears out there, or they may end up tying their feelings to your fears. Mm-hmm. So you've got to be careful on how you interview these children too.
Custody battles are never worth it.
Oh.
Everyone loses, especially the children.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any way to make peace in a custody battle, just do it. Just make peace, let it go. Just take the loss. Don't fight, because in the end, it could be like that case in Oklahoma where
yes.
two dead mothers and kids now without a mom.
Yep. Very sad. All because everybody wanted possession of the children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which.
It shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The ugly truth of child abuse does have a lot, and neglect, like you said earlier, has a lot to do with that custody battle when two parents are fighting and not getting along. Those poor children are used so often as a pawn
or they really are.
As bait. Yeah. They just, it's the first thing you think of and the last thing you want to lose.
Right.
Well, she's not going to take, you know, he's not going to take my girl from me. Ooh, that can get heavy.
Yeah.
When you start thinking that somebody's going to take your child away.
Reconciliation is always the best if possible.
Mm-hmm. At least for the child's sake, for peace.
Right.
Even if you have to get divorced, keep the peace in it and keep the...
respect.
The custody respect.
Yeah.
Yes. The respect for each other's rights. Do your best. Hang in there. I know it's tough. But with this child abuse on the rise, we have to do something as regular citizens to take note, take notice. And then, like Andy said, you don't just jump up and say, are you being abused? You don't ask the child. You document everything as perfectly as possible, and then you discreetly give it to law enforcement or personnel that would be involved in a case like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
the nice thing about it is you don't, mandatory reporting also includes anonymity. So you shouldn't fear retaliation.
Okay.
Right.
You could be anonymous when you report?
Yes.
Even in mandatory?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the family doesn't know who reported them.
Mm.
And they go about, you know, blaming everybody around them until they find out, right? But they don't, the investigators don't share who reported.
Yeah.
So.
That could get dangerous.
It could. Yes, it could.
The ugly truth. Child abuse on the rise. For more of our episodes on child abuse and neglect and trafficking and sexual abuse and the pedophilia and Disney and the CIA and all those different episodes, just visit our channel at diggingdeepertv.com and click on the on-demand tab there, or visit us on Rumble, Twitch, or Twitter. diggingdeepertv.com. And thank you for listening to The Ugly Truth, because
they can't stop us, 'cause we're ready to fight, trying to brainwash us, but we won't let freedom die. The whole world's brainwashed.
Everybody pick a team, start a riot in the streets.
The whole world's brainwashed.
It's us against them, it ain't you against me.
The Ugly Truth. Hard to listen to, but impossible to ignore.
I think by now everyone's heard of podcasting, but what is it exactly?
Podcasting is radio on demand through the internet. Simple. It's nothing new, actually. By definition, we've been podcasting for over 20 years. Now, millions of people are tuning into podcasts every day. And the most interesting thing for you is that podcast listeners are more likely to buy a product or service as compared to other media. Of course, radio is still a solid option in the digital age. And that's why you are going to contact us about how we can get your message on podcasts everywhere for less than a nickel an ad. Contact us through the Harvest USA Facebook page or harvestusareport.com. The numbers are on the screen.